From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Obama has invited congressional leaders to the White House next week to discuss possible solutions to the so-called fiscal cliff. As NPR's Brian Naylor tells us, the president made his first public appearance since winning re-election on Tuesday.
Speaking at the White House, Mr. Obama said he was open to compromise, but he said any agreement to reduce the deficit must include raising taxes on wealthy Americans along with spending cuts. He said it was a central question of the election.
It was debated over and over again. And on Tuesday night, we found out that the majority of Americans agree with my approach. And that includes Democrats, independents, and a lot of Republicans across the country.
Moments after the president spoke, White House spokesman Jay Carney reiterated the administration's threat to veto any measure that extends the tax cuts for wealthy Americans. Republican leaders in Congress remain adamantly opposed to raising tax rates. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Speaker of the House John Boehner is telling reporters he rejects any fiscal cliff solution that involves higher taxes for upper-income Americans. At the same time, he says he is ready to work with the president.
We both understand trying to find a way to avert the fiscal cliff is important for our country. And I'm hopeful that productive conversations can begin soon so that we can forge an agreement that can pass the Congress.
President Obama plans to visit New York next week to look in on post-Superstorm Sandy recovery efforts. In New York City and on Long Island, drivers turned out early for gasoline rations. Power outages and supply interruptions have left only a quarter of New York's gas stations open. As of this morning, there are almost a quarter of a million people without power in New York City, about the same in New Jersey. 11,000 Syrians are reported to have fled the civil war in their country. Senior UN officials say most of them crossed into Turkey in just the last 24 hours. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports some Syrian military defectors are among those who have fled.
Turkish officials are quoted as describing an influx of several thousand Syrians crossing into Turkey as clashes continue to rage in northern Syria. State-run media also report the arrival of a group of 71 Syrians, all military families, including two generals, 11 colonels, and several other defecting officers. Earlier this week, seven other Syrian generals defected. Turkish residents of the border area of Ceylanpınar hunkered down for a second day as heavy fighting continued on the Syrian side of the border. Turkish media reported stray bullets crossing into Turkey, wounding at least three civilians, and Turkish armored vehicles were seen moving closer to the border. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 15 points, the NASDAQ up 16. This is NPR. The White House says that Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner will stay on with the Obama administration through early next year to assist with the resolution of the nation's fiscal stalemate. Without a resolution in less than 2 months, more than $500 trillion worth of tax hikes and spending cuts will launch automatically. Thousands of ultra-conservative Muslims thronged Cairo's Tahrir Square, demanding the implementation of Islamic law. Laila Fadl reports Coptic Christians are concerned.
The demonstrators chant, "With our soul, with our blood, we'll sacrifice for you, Islam." The protest comes amidst a debate over what the role of religion in Egypt's new constitution should be. The draft currently calls for principles of Islamic law to be the primary source of legislation. Ultra-conservative Muslims say the wording is not strong enough. The new leader of Egypt's minority Coptic Christian community, Pope Tawadro, said he's concerned about the demands. Already, Coptic Christians have dealt with attacks on its churches and communities by ultra-conservative Muslims known as Salafists. But he said he's optimistic about the future. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Cairo.
The Associated Press is reporting that CIA Director David Petraeus is resigning from his post because of an extramarital affair. More than 900,000 older model Jeep SUVs are being recalled by Chrysler. It issued the possibility airbags could inflate while people are driving. The recall affects Jeep Grand Cherokees from the 2002 to 2004 model. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.